Okay. Hey, hope you don't mind the summer shirt here. It is summertime. Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com, 20 August 2020. I promised I'd give you part two here and talk about how Jesus was against the cult leaders. When Jesus Christ showed up, before he showed up, John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus Christ, went right after the cult leaders. He went right after the Jewish leaders, right after the Pharisees and the scribes. They took something that was good and they twisted it and they perverted it. They rejected the law of God. They rejected the law of Moses. And you can see that in Matthew chapter 23. And he says, why are you coming out here? Why are you coming out here? You're dupes, you're fakes, and you're liars. And John the Baptist chastised him. Jesus Christ went right after the Jewish leaders, the scribes and the Pharisees. And these men had rejected God. They had rejected God's laws. And they created their own traditions. They created their own traditions, the precepts of the elders and the traditions of men. And that's where you get the Talmud. Now, I don't care if it's the Jewish religion or it's the university professors today that have rejected the law of God, that have rejected the Holy Scriptures, that have rejected Moses, that have rejected the Psalms and the prophets. They are creating their own traditions. They're creating their own precepts of the elders. They're writing their own Holy Scriptures. They're writing their own holy books. And they quote each other endlessly. They write their footnotes. They quote so-and-so, and they quote so-and-so, and you get all these footnotes in there, just like a Baptist preacher quoting John 3:16. These are the cult leaders. And first thing Jesus Christ does when he shows up, he goes right after them. They put burdens on people that nobody can bear, and they're hypocrites. And nowhere else can you see that clearer than what you've got in Black Lives Matter and Antifa today. They claim to be for tolerance and diversity. It's a lie. It's an utter lie. It's a complete lie. They have no tolerance. They have no tolerance whatsoever. They're coming with violence at you, with violence. And if you don't think they're going to squeeze you until you are crushed, open up your eyes and look and see. They claim to be for freedom and diversity. What a lie. They come against anybody that dares say something different than them. They come against anybody that dares preach the truth. That doesn't toe the line of their Marxist progressivism, and they don't care about voting. They don't care about freedom of speech. They want to crush all speech. And how do they do that? They call it hate speech. What's hate speech? It's anything that they disagree with. It's anything they disagree with. So they tag it as hate speech. Who are the haters? It's those cult leaders. It's those religious leaders that put on you burdens that they won't bear. And they're the hypocrites. They're the hypocrites. They claim to be for freedom, but they're not. They're the oppressors. They are the oppressors. They're the ones that want to crush you. They're the ones who are telling you what you can say and can't say, what you can think and what you can't think. They're the ones that are snuffing out websites and taking down Facebook posts and deleting tweets. They're the ones that are financed by Google and YouTube and Apple. All the large major corporations in America are funding these little Marxists, these little cult leaders, these little liars and cheats that are making up rules that they won't bear themselves. They're not tolerant. They've got nothing to do with tolerance. And they've got nothing to do with freedom of speech. And so they come to lay that burden on you. They won't carry that themselves. They don't want any. They don't believe in tolerance. I'm supposed to have tolerance for everything that I'm against. But they don't have to have tolerance for me. Same with you. They only have to have tolerance for what they want to support. But if they're against it, and that's how they came to power. All the way back into the 60s. Hey, man, it's freedom of speech. Hey, it's freedom of speech. You got to be tolerant. You got to be tolerant. So the people who came from a good, strong, white, European, Christian background and the mores and the values and the culture that made this country great, they lectured us and lectured us and lectured us with their petty little moralities and said we have to be diverse and tolerant. Otherwise, we're bad men. We're evil men. They came up with professors like the one I sent you in my last video. God, I can't even pronounce the guy's name. Noel Ignatieff. I'll put it in a note here. And the guy says his whole point is to destroy white men. His whole point, he wrote it down. Go Google him up in Wikipedia. I'm not making this stuff up. And so I got to be tolerant of him when he's a man that wants to wipe me out and my kind out and my ancestors out and everything we believed in, everything we fought for, everything we worked for. Yeah, I'm supposed to be tolerant of him, but they're not going to be tolerant of me. So these are the hypocrites. These are the hypocrites. And these are the men that Jesus Christ went after. So you make up these rules that have nothing to do with God, have nothing to do with God, have nothing to do with the law that God had passed down that was a gracious and gentle law. And these animals, they're putting laws on you that they won't abide by, and they will crush you and destroy you. And they're teaching you and your children how to hate themselves. And you put up with it. Why do you put up with it? Why are you in the cult? Get out of the cult. Time to quit the cult. I quit the cult. You can quit the cult. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com, 20 August 2020. Have a great summer.